Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Love Talk Radio.
I think size doesn't matter, by the way. If you, she's very lovable. If you are with somebody. This is the way I think about it, okay? And I'm a guy, and I talk from a guy's perspective, and Callie can talk from a girl's perspective. I'll talk from a gay guy's perspective, and she can talk from a straight woman's perspective. As a gay man, size does matter because, first of all, as I said, I've been with my, number of penises, and a certain number I won't divulge. But anyway, and I know that if a man has a small penis, like when I say small, I mean girth and length, okay? So like, let's say 4 or 5 inches and really like skinny like a pencil, or not that skinny, but you know, really skinny. Those hurt. It's like somebody's poking you, like just poking you. So take your finger and poke yourself on the shoulder, like really hard, like the tip of your finger. It's like somebody's jabbing you, that's the word. Yeah, it's like jabbing you. That's what it feels like. I'm sorry. I'm just saying it does not feel good. Yeah. It just doesn't feel good. The thicker one, with girth, feels the best because you can feel it and it feels good, and it feels good, and the longer one feels good because it hits the prostate, so that feels good. So from the gay guy's perspective, it does matter. And also, beyond all that, the technical mechanics of it, the visual side of it is important because visually I get turned on just by a nice penis. It doesn't have to be huge, but just, a nice, thick penis turns me on to seeing it. So that helps the whole sex thing. So there are my answers now on to Callie. Yes. Mm-hmm. They scare you? Oh, but before you go on, though, I just want to say that the average depth of a woman's vagina is 5 inches. So, the average depth. So, yeah, I do. It's a fact. So, I wrote that too long ago. So, go on. Go on. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. 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 No, that's so not true. That's not true. Yeah, I do, but it's just, I don't know. Well, a small one, though, it just doesn't even, this is just me. I'm talking from my own perspective, obviously, but it just doesn't even really visually turn me on. So the thought of even doing something with it, that's not true. I've seen some really beautiful ones. But I'm a gay man. I like penis, so it's different for me than you. You're a woman, so you see them differently than I do. So.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit SafeguardVeterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.